Hi, I'm Dr. Chuck Day. This is the Deeper Look. I want to talk to you about Luke chapter 15. In that chapter, that special section of Luke, Jesus tells three parables. He talks about the lost sheep, lost coin, and the lost son. And of course, most of the attention goes to the last one, which we call the prodigal son. But I want to talk about what do the three parables have in common. It's not just that they talk about something that's lost. There's something else that threads them together. And I find most people don't get it. Most people don't understand what is the point Jesus is making by emphasizing it three times. He first of all talks about 1 out of 100 sheep, then 1 out of 10 coins, then 1 out of 2 sons. And again, what we need to get to is, why does Jesus tell this? What does he want the effect of this to be? And I find that most commentators want to use the word love. They want that to be that the shepherd loves the sheep and that the father loves the son. But how twisted would it be if the middle parable is the woman is so in love with the coins that she has to search the house for it? We miss entirely the point. The man with the sheep searches for the sheep, or the woman with the coin searches for the coin. But the father doesn't search for the son. He waits for the son to come back. Interesting. What is the common denominator? All three parables have rejoicing. When the man gets his sheep back, he calls the friends and neighbors and says, come rejoice with me. When the woman gets her coin back, she says to her friends and neighbors, come rejoice with me. When the father gets his son back, he calls his friends and neighbors and calls them to rejoice. This brings up another thing that I find that mostly we don't get. They're having a party there for the return of this son, and they kill the fatted calf. The older son only hears about it as he's coming back from work, and he asks the servants what's going on. They said, your brother's come back, and your father has killed the fatted calf, and he refuses to go in. And so the father comes out to convince him, please come in and be part of this rejoicing. And he says, no, I've been working for you all my life. You've never even given me a goat that I can celebrate with my friends. I find the son and even us, we miss who was the fatted calf killed for. The brother's thinking that the father's given this reprobate son the best animal that they had to be able to have a party with his friends, but he misses the point entirely. It's not the son's party. It's the father's party. It's the father that is the one that finds the sheep and calls people to rejoice with him when a sinner repents, when the valuable coin is found again, that there's rejoicing. And this is the point that Jesus wants to make to the crowd. Don't be upset about the sinners coming to repentance. Rejoice, because this is what God wants. This, you're rejoicing with heaven. You are following in God's own heart when you rejoice over others. And this is the thing that if these stories don't hit you that way, ask God to just speak to you, because it's not right that I'm not joyful when I see an altar call. It's not right that my heart doesn't soar when I see a sinner repent, because we still keep thinking, hey, I've been a good person all this time, and now they need to pay some kind of price. And we forget the Father's joy of restoring someone that was lost. So I want to leave that thought with you. And let me just pray that prayer over you. Are rappeleng. May your eyes be open to have revelation of who the Father is and how he rejoices over every soul that comes to him. In Jesus' name, amen.